Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back, everybody, to Nerdcore Podcast, Nerdcore Live Show number 96. Four from 100. It's going to be a fun time. As always, it is hosted by your nerd, Chicano, here, and my wonderful co-host, Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the
Big Papa Show, I guess.
Yeah, Big Papa joined us. Good to see that you came in, man.
He's the only one paying attention.
He's the only one who pays attention. Huh?
No one else cares.
No one else cares. They're just clogging up space on our Discord. We get it.
Yeah, we get it, bro. We get it. It's all good. You know, nobody else wants to come in, but Big Papa's here, and that's what we care about. So, what's going on, Pardis?
Doing all right. Just enjoying late evening.
All right.
Nothing too unusual.
Yeah. All right. All right, I'm with it. All right. Brad, how you been doing?
I will say, never let my wife make drinks.
Oh, God.
This alcoholic coffee just tastes like whiskey.
You took it Irish, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. A little too much.
A little too much. I mean, next time you do it, put more whiskey, less coffee.
No, more coffee, less whiskey.
Coffee, less whiskey.
Because at this point, we're just at whiskey.
Yep, for sure. But yeah, we hope everyone's having a good Saturday night. Second time I'm on camera for the day, but with a different shirt on. Because
that was good. Like 20 people showed up. 16 yep. to 20 people showed up for you to read, and that was really cool.
Yeah,
it was amazing reading.
Thanks, I'm really looking forward to this movie.
Thanks, man.
Although, I won't be able to be there to watch along because I only did the $25 one. Yeah.
$25 is the movie link, right?
That's the movie link. Yeah, I mean, but Raul has the decision to do the watch along. So, because technically I only did the $25 and then I added a little more on top of that. Yeah. So technically I didn't get to watch long either, but I'm probably still going to be there.
You're probably still going to be there. I said I'll have the watch along for the cast and crew plus those who got the benefit. And then I'll have a watch along with my friends who I want them to see it before anybody else.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you guys will be there for that. So it doesn't matter.
I feel like we were the marketing team.
Pretty much. When you put it like that, it's just terrible, dude. That's a bad way of putting it.
What? We were?
Yeah. It's like, hey, I needed your money just so you could promote the film. Yeah. But hey,
let me message Tim Bird, see if he wants to come on.
Oh, crap. I forgot to send Tim Bird a link. Dude, this is why...
That man literally stays up till 7 in the morning, Raul, just to be on this.
Bro,
I don't think he sleeps. I think that mustache keeps him awake.
I got him.
Like at all times of the year. It like tickles him when he tries to go to sleep.
So I have no idea what's going down in the Discord. Everybody who's usually on the show is not here. I don't know. But I frankly do not care. I already sent the link over to Timber. All right. So we'll see if he comes in.
Are they all pulling a Luis?
I don't fucking know. Michelle's not even in there.
I just went in there to tell them, but
Whatever, dude. Don't worry about it. What's it called? I forgot the Timber. It's because Timber's bank can't take Patreon. So, like, I'm always like, oh, crap. Like, I'm going to just give him, like, a role just for Timber. So that way he could see that the link is there.
How you doing, Sauce like, Boss?
What's up, Sauce Boss? Hola, fellas.
Thank you for joining us this Saturday night.
Saturday night, man.
With the parties, right?
That's right.
I don't want this to sound crass or anything, but me and you, Raul, we've been doing this for 4 years. Like, but we don't need a whole crew.
Yeah, me and you have been doing
It's good to have a whole crew, but
yeah,
There's Timber.
Hello. There's Timber.
This man looks wide awake all the fucking time.
Yeah, I am wide awake all the fucking time. I mean.
Do you go to sleep ever?
Yeah, I slept for 15 hours. So
the man slept for 15 hours.
A mustache symbiote. Surely that was a Marvel comic already. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was.
That was Venom.
That was Venom.
That was Venom.
And then the pubic hair mustache symbiote. That was anti-Venom.
That was a different movie.
That was a different movie. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. But yeah, dude, thank you for joining us, Timber. I don't know what's going down in the Discord, but thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
It's a tea, Timber.
Wait, where's everybody else though? Is it voice
chat? I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I've been playing an Avicii game this whole fucking time, so I'm not paying attention. No, like I posted in the Discord. So let me hit the link. And I'll share it because you can get 7 games on Steam for $5.
Okay,
put it in there. And it goes to charity. So I'll pull this up.
Put it in there, bro. But yeah, how you doing, Timber?
I'm doing good, actually. I actually slept for like I guess 2 days in a row, technically. But yeah, apart from that, I've been just the usual working during the early morning routine and then joining you guys here, etc.
All right. Sounds like a good day.
Yep.
How was your day, Raul and Brad?
Yeah,
it's going. It's been pretty good. Kind of a lazy kind of day. I've been playing one of the games I got from here. So it's from fanatical.com, Safe in Our World, and it's a charity bundle. And you basically get these 7 games for $4.99, or if you want to donate more. And I've been playing Vici's Invector game this whole time. It is fun as fuck. It's kind of like what the Guitar Hero in a way, but with the keyboards. Yeah, so it's really fun. I just don't know if I could stream it because it has the Vici's music, and
it's
questionable. That's questionable.
Yeah, I have a feeling that you won't be able to, bro.
But I already own Dear Esther on PS4. So I'm thinking we can do a giveaway of that code that I already own.
Okay.
Either today or at some point we have it for something. I played a little bit of Dear Esther. It's okay. I mean, I'm not going to say it's the best game ever, but I haven't really gotten too deep into it.
Can we make a game out of it? Let's see if we can do something with it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I got the code. I just haven't looked at it yet. So it's the only one I haven't downloaded. But mostly Avicii and Vector, that's the one I played here recently. It's really good.
Yeah.
And goes to charity, $5, 7 games.
Mm-hmm. $5 for 7 games is not a bad deal at all, bro.
No, I think they say it's like $121 value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good. That's a really good.
Oh, $102.93 value.
Yeah. And it all goes to charity, so that's even better.
Yep.
Yep. So you were asking how my day was part is?
See.
Yeah, terrible, but it's okay. Don't worry.
I mean, was the one stream you did, that had to be a high point of the day, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. And then everything after that was just terrible.
Well, you know, you last hit that high, and then it kind of goes back to normal.
Yeah. What is the quote that you and I love from Throne of Blood? Such is the human condition. Such is the human condition. Yeah. I did my screenplay read through today on my personal channel, twitch.tv/thenerdcore. I'm sorry, not the nerdcore. The nerdy Chicano.
Should have been the nerdcore, I'm just saying.
Shut up, dude. You know, shut up.
Oh, shit. Look. And, now, Luis is going to follow. Watch.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, Luis told me he was running. Luis told me he was running late, by the way. So, you know, if running he popped in. Late. Yeah.
Running late.
Yeah. Running but, late. AKA, I forgot that there was a show today, and I just didn't care to look at the patrons. What's it called? The chat.
Well, the same way. Michelle looking all professional with her headphones there.
She's a real gamer now.
Yes, yeah. I'm a real gamer now.
She's as much a gamer as I am.
Woo!
Because I still have like eight games.
But it was a lot of fun. We had some familiar faces in there from this stream. We also had some new faces that you haven't seen on this stream before. Hopefully they can go ahead and come over here and watch us be doofuses for some time. But it was a really fun time. I loved going through those two scenes and really kind of explaining the whole nature of the film and what's kind of going to follow. I had a lot of fun with that. I had a lot of fun with Gabby making her her commands the whole time.
We need to get Gabby here to make some commands, like the bread one. Yeah. I really want the bread one.
Red one, yeah. I am white bread. Yeah. So I really like that. I wanna thank everybody, all 15 of you who joined me on the screenplay read through. It was really fun and I appreciate it so much. Everything you guys had to say about the script and what we read was beautiful. It was awesome. I really thank you all so much for your kind words and what you guys had to say. So what's it called? I hope that you know I can do some more stuff with that. Like maybe I'll read you the first two pages of Final Kiss, maybe. But we'll see what happens.
You gotta tell them about the Before I Leave film. You got the first stretch goal.
It wasn't the first stretch goal. First stretch goal is 4,200. I got mistaken, but I said all right. That either way,
hard.
At 4,100, we got 4,100. So but math is really hard. But $4,100, we're $100 away. Well, less than $100 because I need to put in the $15 that that somebody sent me through Cash App. So what's it called? Thank you all so much for that. We're almost there to the first stretch goal, which is the director's commentary. I want to ask at least those of you who were there, how did I do being by myself?
You did good.
You did good.
Yeah. I mean, and it was good. You talked to us throughout the whole thing. I think that's a big thing streamers miss is actually talking to the chat. So you didn't
interact
with
the audience.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I had to, of course. That's the whole point. I wanted to tell you guys, I can't just be there. It'd be like me teaching a class, and I think that's boring. I don't want to teach a class on screenwriting. Like, I want to tell you what my methods of screenwriting are and what I went and what I put into that script. So I probably could have done a better job by picking up, by pulling up the translated script and not the original, just the Spanish in there.
I mean, as long as you translated it, I was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but thank you for Brad and Pardis for stopping by there.
I know I wasn't there, but you're amazing, bro. Trust me.
I always love your ray of sunshine, bro. Mm-hmm. You're great. But yeah, thank you guys for that. We'll see what other stuff like I said, I use my personal channel usually for stuff like that, but my writing or like if I'm editing my photos or I'm editing a video. And I want to show the process and stuff like that. Maybe I'll use that. But like in the meantime, my personal channel is going to pretty much stay a little bit quiet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and what you say, you hadn't used that in like 4 years?
4 years, yes.
Four years and you still get 16 people on? It's impressive.
Yeah.
No wonder I didn't get an email about it. I was like, I wonder why I didn't get like a notification.
You put it in Discord.
I have my notifications off on my Discord because I pinged it
to everyone though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, put in the announcements.
You can go rewatch it.
It doesn't matter, really.
What's your you have it under
Raul? The Nerdy Chicano.
Oh, that's
the Nerdy Chicano, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because I have like my Twitch on the side because I need those points for
for doing the director's commentary completely in Pig Latin. That was inspired. Imagine in Pig Latin.
Can we bring Stacy on?
I want Stacy to remain a mystery
in chat.
Yeah, all we know is that
We know it's a guy, so
all we know it's apparently maybe. A guy, and maybe we don't even know. Maybe this is some like meme or something like we don't even know about. Like it's just Stacey D. Pro, and we may never know who the hell this person is.
Maybe he's a robot.
He's a robot,
but like AI, like a smart mouth robot.
Yeah, but they're really, 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 really funny. So, you know, I would love to just keep Stacey as a mystery, my friend. But yeah. I had a lot of fun time, and I'm glad that we were able to raid Cupid because she deserves all the love that she gets. I can't believe at her age she's streaming. You know, at 16, I would have never thought that I'd be streaming.
Wait, I thought you had to be 18 to stream.
No. You can be 13.
How come Bandit's saying that?
Because his parents don't let him.
You're 13, there's like a parental thing you got to fill up.
Well, I know that, but like you have to print like your social security and
For affiliate, he can still stream, but what's it called? He cannot be he cannot do affiliate. His affiliate.
Yeah,
but his parents also told him he couldn't stream.
I feel like I wasted a lot of time in my teenage years and 20s because I didn't have.
Well, I mean, if I had an internet connection.
Yeah.
If I had an internet connection.
I had dial up, so I don't know. I had MySpace. Yeah. Woo.
Is that a watermelon?
Yes.
This girl keeps bringing out food.
I bring out food.
No, Pardis. Like, she got an ice cream sandwich. Now she's moving on to watermelon. I don't know what else.
There's more to come. Don't worry.
Okay.
It's like she has Doraemon as a...
We need a Michelle snack show.
Imagine if there's just like a robot under her table and it's like, okay,
pass me this.
Cool. Give me that one now. Okay, cool.
Now pass me a white claw.
Yeah, pass me the white claw. But yes, watermelon. Watermelon is great. But I'm always so surprised, like, you know, when I see people like Cupid Plague and, you know, what's it called? A stream. She's freaking 16, dude, and she's streaming. Like, I would have never thought I could do that at 16.
I don't think I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah. Hey, she's affiliate. She's making money. So, you know, that's money that's going to her college and stuff like that. So,
you know, it's impressive, though. Somehow we're affiliate. Don't know. Don't fucking know.
And if today was
older than 18, so.
Yeah. Well, no, we're talking about like back then, if we would have been able to do this back then. Yeah. First of all, I know 100% I wouldn't have been able to do this because I didn't have an internet connection back then. So, Let's just be real. I got an internet connection at 18 years old. I wasn't doing any streaming then.
It wasn't a very good one either.
It wasn't a very good one either.
I know.
When I was 16, I was worried about writing exams.
I only got a really good internet connection when I went to my first year of college, and then I came back home, and there was a bad internet connection.
Then it got upgraded, thankfully, last year or the year before.
And what's it called? The big company decided to actually, legitimize and say that we exist in this world. Yeah. Our corner of this world. Yes, I'm seeing you hold bad CGI sharks, okay? I see it.
I would like to do a watch through one day.
You can do that watch through yourself, bro. How are we gonna be able to do that? I don't have the file for that.
It's on Quibi or whatever.
Quibi?
Quibi? Whatever the fuck it's on.
Quibi shutting down.
I know Quibi's shutting down. No, it's not Quibi. It's the other one. Whatever it is.
Tubi TV.
Tubi.
They have Chibis now? Okay.
No. Yeah, I'm what's it called? I don't know how that would work unless I stream the what's it called straight from Tubi, but I don't do that because that's illegal. So what's it called? Let's go ahead and move from that.
We do illegal shit.
Michelle, how you been doing? How you been?
I actually woke up from a nap.
Good.
Because I was having... I still have like a little bit of a headache, and that's why I decided to eat some fruit. But...
I'm
glad you could join us.
Yeah. When I got my alarm, I was like, damn it! I put it at 8... At like 8:20, and then I woke because I wanted to have at least like 10 minutes before so I could get here on time. But I said, I'm just going to close my eyes for like a second and then I'll wake up and that second turned into 10 minutes. So I was like, oh, damn it.
Did you go to the voice chat first or came straight here?
I saw the, like I opened Discord and I and to see, and I saw that there was people in there, and I said, they're not on the live show. And then I went straight to the patrons. Yeah.
That's a true friend right there.
Yeah. In my case, good luck streaming on a dial-up modem. Hey, thanks for the sub. And the modem's on fire. Yeah. I want to see terrible CGI sharks. I think that's the sequel, bro. Terrible CGI sharks. This one's bad CGI sharks.
Yeah, and terrible Wait. CGI sharks. The sharks don't even move.
Wait, yeah. CGI sharks has another movie?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
That's the joke. For a second there.
That's the joke. Terrible CGI sharks is the sequel, and then the third one in the trilogy is infuriating. I don't know what would be another
cinema. Sharks.
CGI sharks. Yeah. Monstrosity CGI sharks. I don't know, but
rise of the CGI sharks.
The rise of the CGI sharks.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Brad over here is the writer you should be hiring, guys. Come on, Majama, let this man in the room.
I got ideas. They're terrible. Mm-hmm. I actually have a horror movie idea I need to write down because mm-hmm. me and my friends got drunk last weekend and figured one out.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's
good. You know what they say about horror movies? You make it for $1 million and sell it for $100.
Wow.
Either $100 or $100 million. One of those.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, speaking of selling, did you hear about MGM's thinking about selling Apple or Netflix?
That will be tomorrow's main topic, my friend.
Oh, yes.
So, all right. Let's go. Let's just say that's a lot of money that they're putting up. A whole lot of money that they're pulling up. But let's go ahead and move on to
bond.
A card.
Auction bond.
Auction bond. let's go ahead and move on to a card.
All right. When do you feel taken for granted and when do you feel most appreciated?
Well, today I felt really appreciated. I'll tell you that. What is it called? 15 people decided to watch me stream and talk about a screenplay I wrote.
Technically, two people were me and Brad. So
yeah, well, 15 in total. I'm telling you, 15 in total.
We don't count. We don't count.
You guys count. You guys count.
What the hell you telling y'all, man? I told y'all, 15 in total.
Look.
What the fuck is that?
Damn it.
Okay, this is scarier than Kevin. That's scarier than Kevin. I don't know what the hell that was.
Luis out here in a Jason Voorhees movie.
What the hell are you doing, Luis?
I'm outside.
We know. We see that.
Why aren't you at your desk?
I'll be right back, y'all.
I don't know.
Okay, you're not in the show if you're not in your desk. I'm not about to have all that background noise in there. Yeah, you go for this.
I keep pressing mute, but I'm an accident.
Yeah. But yeah, dude. I think that's when I felt not the most appreciated. I guess I feel the most appreciated when it comes to my art and when it's validated like that. I think that it's something that it's a really nice feeling when you put your time and effort into something so important to you. Mm-hmm. But sometimes your art doesn't get validated all the time. So when it finally happens, something like that today, it was a warm feeling that I needed today. So, when do I feel the most taken for granted, though? I don't fucking know that. I don't know, dude. That's a tough one. Can you guys come back to that one on me?
Sure.
You go next.
Who, me?
Hold on. Before you move on to you. Luis, I'm being real, bro. Unless you at your desk. Well, I ain't putting you back in, bro. I am about to have all that background noise up in my ears, bro.
Or the creepy imagery.
Yeah, because that was weird.
That was some exorcist shit going on.
It was like Slender Man.
Yeah. Sasbos says that he has a sneaking suspicion that Luis is ending up in a forest with the Slender Man himself.
Whoa, that's a horror movie waiting to be written. Yeah, but Brad, you want to do your... What's your answer, Brad?
I don't fucking know. I mean,
at least do the most appreciated.
I guess I feel most appreciated when I can make everybody laugh. Because that's the whole point. I'm on this fucking show. I'm the comedic humor, and Roll's the straight man and the comedic humor part of it. So That's really how I've seen our relationship this whole podcast. I'm supposed to make y'all laugh and then get the fuck out.
Well, you're the mom and dad of the whole podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm the bearded. I'm the bearded lady.
Maybe he's collecting pages.
Bearded lady.
Bearded lady. Yeah. All right, Pardis. When do you feel the most taken for granted, or and when do you feel the most appreciated? If you want, you can just do one.
Well, feel the most appreciated when people have my back and are there for me.
I mean, we were still there for you last night, Big Papa. Okay. We just had differing opinions.
For sure. Well, last night was...
That was fun, actually. Like, it was fun to yell at each other. Like, no!
Then Michelle had to tell all of me needing to stop.
Michelle, I mean, at least... Have a real power of just like, hey, y'all, shut up! And just like,
okay. I was really I don't know, like, I didn't know I had this much, like... You know, power in that sense, like, okay, guys, you all gotta shut up and let each one.
Well, that's because we're all better behaved than the president. So, you know.
I mean, at least you guys had opinions. I didn't know whose side to take. I was really confused.
It wasn't really a debate. It was more of like a conversation, really.
Yeah,
like,
I guess. Yeah.
At the end of the day,
a heated conversation.
At the end of the day, they're gonna make the movie. We're gonna watch it, review it, and then life will move on.
Who the fuck cares? Yeah. Yep. So, you're not going to do the taken for granted? You'll pass on that one?
The fine taken for granted, because...
When you feel used.
Yeah, like you did something or you do something and then other people kind of don't recognize it, or like the people that you want it to be recognized by don't recognize it, kind of like that. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch.
Come back to me on that part.
Okay, cool. Michelle,
like all of us, we don't
when
know.
Do you feel taken for granted, and also when do you feel most appreciated?
She's like, every time I'm on this fucking podcast.
No, actually, I will say the negative part first, and then I'll end with my positive, because I don't like ending with the negative. But I think like the moments where I feel the least appreciated is kind of what I was explaining earlier to Pardis. When I do things, I guess like out of the kindness of my heart, or like I'm trying to do things to help someone and they just completely throw me to the side, or like completely misinterpret like my
intentions.
My intentions, yeah. When my intentions are misinterpreted is when I feel like the least appreciated, because it's like, even though I'm being really thoughtful in that sense that I don't want to hurt someone, or, you know, I want to say things the right way, or I get all this anxiety from trying to do the right thing. And then they're just like, oh, it kind of just seemed like you said things like half-assed or something like that. When someone tells me that I do half-ass stuff, that like hurts me. It's like, I always try to do my best whenever I can. And when I feel the most appreciated is like when I'm here with you guys. Actually, I feel really recently, I feel the most appreciated when I'm around you guys, because it makes me like you guys validate how I feel, and you know, you don't put me down because of whatever I'm going through. So compared to other times in my life, I feel like the only thing I was talking to Gio earlier, like the only thing that COVID did good this whole fucking year is that I got to meet all of you guys, or that I got to spend a lot of time with you, because I've learned so much about like how to appreciate myself from what you guys have told me that I probably otherwise wouldn't have, I guess, observed or like noticed about myself. So I really appreciate all of you guys for doing that for me.
Michelle, I just gotta say, we appreciate you too, because that one night when I got mad at Raul, you were the only one to be like, Brad, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I get like this sometimes. It's cool. He's an ass. I'm an ass. I'll be back tomorrow. But I do appreciate you checking in on me.
Luis would rather be in chat than being here with us, looking up at the sky.
Again,
on a
from last night. Yeah. Luis, we appreciate when we get to talk to you and see you face to face, sir.
Yes, sir.
So please come on.
Yeah, on your desk.
Not like, hearing like the- I get I'm technically the one and only co-host, but I've gotten used to you and Michelle being on here, so
yeah,
you know.
So what he's trying to say is politely get your ass in here. Yeah. Michelle, anybody who tells you that you do things half-assed or expecting too much from you, once again, you are not their therapist. You are not their social worker. I think people like that are putting you on a pedestal they don't need to be putting you on. And I mean, we've talked about that before at length. So don't listen to them. They don't know what they're fucking talking about. They're fucking idiots.
Maybe he is the Slender Man sauce boss. Who knows? Yeah.
Appreciate you, heart, everything, blah, 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 blah. Get in here. Get in here. What did you say?
He could be the one fooling us
all. Get over here.
He's collecting pages, running from Slenderman.
And then Saspas just said, unless we are talking to Slenderman.
Yeah, unless he could be the actual Slenderman.
I mean, in Among Us, he does kind of sound like it. Like,
I'm venting.
Timber, when do you feel the most taken for granted and when do you feel the most appreciated?
All right. I feel most appreciated when people compliment me for my work, the work that I do, let it be any work in general. And I feel taken for granted when your friends like ask for your help and they only show up when they need you to do it for them. And then they never text you for the rest of the days and suddenly show up like a year later saying, dude, my computer is not working, for example. Yeah.
Timber's great. Like I had such a fun time trying to get my computer to work and Timber helping me the whole way.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that so much because
I appreciate that mustache.
Not gonna lie. Bro.
It compliments my beard.
I was about to, yeah.
I mean, I appreciate your beard, Brad. You gotta give me tips on how to grow it.
I mean? Genetics. I'm sorry. I don't know. I hit 14. It was a.
I'm guessing
time to go into the forest and chop trees.
I guess it all just went upstairs and everything downstairs was just not growing properly.
That did not sound right.
I mean, I meant it the way it sounded in your head. That's literally what I meant.
Not on this end.
I'm surprised that Raul even knows that fact.
I finally know mine. I feel the most taken for granted when people expect me to do things the conventional way. That's why I stopped. And it might sound even dumb for me to be like, oh, Raul, why don't you charge for your photography? I choose to work with the people I want to work with. I choose to make films with the people I want to work with because they believe in the vision that I have.
Tell them.
Yeah, what's it called? Before, when I wouldn't even charge, people were dictating the way that I had to make my things. And what's it called? I think that that's when I'm taking the most granted for because that just shows that you don't care for my creative vision in the way that I work. So I think that that's when I feel the most taken for granted. Hasn't happened in a long time, by the way, but it's something that I always kind of keep in my head because it's like, you know, if you're telling me to do things the conventional way, the way that you see it on Instagram, because it gets you millions and likes and stuff like that, yeah, I'm not going to do that because that shit's boring as fuck.
Well, and that's just not how we operate. And yeah. I that actually made me think of, I feel taken most granted when I offer, like if somebody asks me for my opinion, or I offer it and they just blow it off. They're like, nah, I'm just going to do what I want to do. I'm not going to think about it. I think me and Raul have worked together so well. Like, I'll bring up stuff. Raul doesn't have to use it, but he thinks about it. And then he's like, nah, not this time, but maybe future.
Wish I would have said that about Viewer's Choice Month, you know, but this man just hostile takeover.
Viewer's Choice Month went better than Western Month or the first horror month. Just saying.
We've had a lot of failed experiments. Maybe I should learn when to say no to Brett.
Hey, good ideas, though.
We've been on a hot streak as of late. We've been good.
I mean, you know, we've been everything we've been doing has seemed pretty good. Yeah. So, can't complain.
That's the whole point of a creative partnership, to listen to ideas, to do those ideas. And that's my most taken granted.
Also, I think you have to be a bit of a hype man, like to each other, because like for the Before I Leave film, I think Raul was like, you know, should I do Kickstarter, Indiegogo? I'm like, well, Kickstarter doesn't let you keep any of the money if you don't reach that goal. So go with Indiegogo.
What? Yeah. Brad. Eric takes it for granted a lot of times, right?
Who, Eric? Eric? Yeah. I just don't think Eric listens. Like, it goes in one ear out there. That's just how Eric is, though. And I don't blame Eric for any of that, because that's just how Eric is. I know how Eric is. I know what we're going to get when we ask him to be on the show. And I can't blame Eric for that, because we know it. Mm-hmm. He's a feral cat in my eyes. It's just like, go wild. We're going to see how this goes.
We only have us to blame, because we're the ones who let him in.
Yep.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. Mostly it's both.
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword when we bring Eric in here.
It really is. And when we first brought Aiden in, I kind of thought we were going to have the same experience, but it's mostly positive with Aiden. It's just we hit that line sometimes.
Now, to business, to defeat the Hans, right?
He has a better sense of social cues than Eric does with us.
Speaking of
Aiden,
is he joining us today?
I think he's at work, so he can't, but Aiden at least can read the room, and Eric just doesn't give a fuck.
Eric does not care. And, you know, that's fine. Like, that's who Eric is.
Oh, Pardis, if Eric was here, he'd be pissed at that.
He spelled his name wrong.
He spelled his name wrong.
CK.
Wait, really?
Yeah, CK.
CK, yeah.
Yep.
CK.
Yeah.
Eric.
E-R-I-C-K.
Okay.
Yep.
That pisses him off a lot.
Ooh, really bad. Like I remember fucking with him by just spelling his name wrong in his DMs the whole time with like a K and a C, and then it reversed.
Yeah, I have so many. I think I have like
different Erics. So
there's three Erics in my life. One with a K, another one with a CK, and then another one with a C. So it's like, which one do I go with?
All right, man. I think that's it. Oh wait, no. Pardis, do you still want to answer yours, or?
I guess. So when people check up on me, like to take me granted, they don't like check up on me later. Just say, "I hope you're doing well." If you need, or they sit down to comfort me and like be there for me, they just like brush it off and just leave.
Okay.
But y'all don't do that.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Well, usually we go searching for you because you'll leave and be like, "We're
Pardis."
And then we start searching like all the chats and then the Twitter, and we're like, "Yo, come back." We're not done talking about Zack Snyder, bro.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to.
Let me go DM him real quick. I wonder what Pardis.
Pardis, come back.
Send out the search party.
Let's go ahead and get another card in.
All right, let me see. No, I think we did that one.
Oh, we got an echo in here. Oh, not anymore.
Oh, here we go. This is a good one. If you could create one company tradition, what would it be and why?
I think we already did it.
Did we do this one?
No. As in, I think we've already made our tradition.
What our is that? Our bits?
Our December month.
That's
our tradition. Yeah. Every December we choose a filmmaker we've at least never watched at least one film from. And we,
that's true. And we also have an International Film Month.
Yeah.
Every year
we have an International Film Month. Every year we have a horror month. Every January, either Brad or me has a whole month to themselves.
I think it's Europe this time. Cause I think I had Chris out last time.
Yeah, because COVID ruined any ideas of a predictions this month because everything got delayed. So I am the inaugural winner of next month. So
I'm
very quick.
Go ahead.
Oh my god.
I was actually going to say that I miss listening to the.
What I got to say to that?
Oh my god. That I miss when I used to listen to those episodes where you guys were betting on how much money like each movie was gonna get on the open night.
And now we don't even bother because you're like 2 million.
Oh no, maybe. it's because COVID ruined any predictions we were gonna have, bro.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Which,
I mean, we liked doing the news show and everything, but COVID really did ruin that because you can't do the box office with it. Is just like it's going in 2021, 2022. That's basically the news now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only news are the three news stories that we get during the week, and we save those for live show. Like,
yeah,
it's so hard to do that right now.
So unfortunately, the original show is just now a review show.
Yeah, which is fine because once COVID goes back, leaves, we have a box office. We can actually talk about stuff, you know, the news. But like for now, it's like. It's just kind of our situation, and not gonna lie, I like it. It's not to say that I didn't like it.
I mean, the live show format definitely saved a lot of the original show because we just save everything up for the week because the original show has two or three shows during the week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We have our news on Monday, Tuesday review, theme review, Saturday morning review, but now because of COVID, we have. A Tuesday review, a Saturday morning review, and then the live show we do our news. But I miss predictions. That's the whole point of predictions. Like whoever won predictions in the end was the one who won what's called January. In January, you would get your month.
Yeah, so, you get all those points. Yeah, yep. I remember. Oh.
Sadly,
I miss it.
Yeah, I miss it too. But it's all good because I get January next year. So I can't wait to venture into the filmography of. Ooh, you almost had me spoil it. No. Brad, what's a company tradition you think we need?
I think eventually, like this is years down the road, as we continue to grow and we continue getting more Patreon funds and stuff. I would love, again, I bring this up, I would love for us all to go to TwitchCon every year and just vlog that and podcast from that venue and just be able to experience that or a Comic Con, maybe both.
Maybe both. Michelle,
we need to have a AM show.
A company tradition, not show.
Raul, I gotta bring up. We could pull a Borat and have a running of the Jew.
Oh my God, no.
We're running of the American.
Detract.
Not very nice. No.
Okay. I will go with another tradition. Let's see.
My co-host is not anti-Semitic. He just tried to make a joke that did not land.
I know. I think like once COVID is gone and we actually have when we can go out and stuff, I think we should have a tradition to go like meet at least once a year to watch a movie together. Like somewhere, like wherever it's turned, let's say like, I don't know, one of these years we're all going to Houston or we all go, you know, let's go to India. Visit Timber. I mean, or let's go to Chill Zones. Let's go to Brad's. You know, I feel like just having once a year or something like that, just get together so we can all see each other and like film that or like that we're going to the movies, blah, 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 and then go out and then talk about it. I think that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Or just go out to the movies.
I would like to remind people, what's it called? If you don't remember, the 100 patrons goal is, it doesn't matter when, well, of course, once COVID ends, I'm not about to subjugate everybody, right?
Come on, bring me over. Let me cough on him.
No. Our 100 patrons goal is I fly out basically everyone from the Nerdcore, like our main team, and we have an in-person live show. Like, you know, we have, what's it called? All of us in person doing it from one space. So, you know, that's still something where I'm very much dedicated to wanting to do after the pandemic ends. All right. Timber, as somebody who's not really in the company, but you're a fan of the company, what's a company tradition that you think we should do?
You should do like,
if you say singing stream, I'm going to kick you out of here.
No, I got something better. You guys should do a dad joke only stream.
Yes.
I can't do a dad joke. I can do Brad jokes.
I mean, it's the same thing, Brad, so.
Let's go and move on to another card.
I don't think Raul found that.
It's okay, Timber. I appreciate the dad jokes you provide every single day for mm-hmm. me.
See, at least somebody appreciates my dad jokes, Brad.
Hey, Raul, is your refrigerator running?
Shut up and get the next one.
Damn, he's angry.
should I pull out Partis until he comes back?
Oh, he's
right there.
There you go.
All right.
He was getting
to drink. I was just about to contact the entire army.
My dogs wouldn't stop barking.
Oh, okay. You're good. All right. Partis, you came in at the nick of time. What's a company tradition you think we need to start?
Tradition? Sorry, I lost my breath.
Yeah, you're good.
Like, cool. You're good.
Like any tradition?
Yeah. Like what's something that we should do? Like, I don't know, a fucking... Oh, Nerdcore karaoke stream, Nerdcore.
Yes.
Fucking,
we gotta get Gabby for that.
We all get naked, put donuts on our peepees or something.
Wait. My joke was uncouth, and then you go with the donuts around the peepee.
My joke. I don't have a peepee. This would not work.
Okay. Well, whatever. You know, just give me an idea here.
I'm not going Michelle, there. We're gonna move on. Partis, what is the tradition you would like that doesn't involve donuts or peepees?
The Nerdcore My Free Cams show. Well, you know,
there's two ideas. One would be a Big Papa Day.
Big Papa. That's like every day.
We all come dressed up as Big Papa.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
That would be awesome. Or even in Big Papa emo.
Big one, but that's mm-hmm. that. All right. We'll take that.
That's gonna happen before month. I get any emote.
What's it called? But
every month, like a top 10 show or a top 10 episode,
top 10 episodes of the month,
yeah, once a month,
where we just talk about the top parts of every episode.
No, each month has like a theme.
Okay.
Then we have like talk have a top 10 like go through like the top 10 movies and talk about them and rank them.
Oh, I thought you meant like the top 10 episodes of like the
Nerdcore.
That's what I was thinking.
Like
too.
During the month, it's like live show number something. It's probably
this one totally sucked.
We do about
or maybe a top 10 Aiden quotes.
Well, that's another good idea. Okay.
There's a lot. Probably multiple we shouldn't repeat.
Nerdcore carpool karaoke.
I'm down for that.
That's actually a pretty level one. Yeah. Carpool karaoke.
Does that mean we all just get in our cars?
Oh, wait, I missed the donut and the pee thing. Yep. What was that all about?
I was giving you examples. I was giving you examples of what a tradition. I was like, we all run around with a donut and our ding dong.
Bro, would that be like a ring toss? Like,
I don't fucking know.
Chicos, the images. Please, no. I have a headache as it is.
You're going to have to do a lot of work to make sure it stays hard to be doing the fucking ring toss, you know?
Bro, stop moving.
No. Stop.
I'm sorry. I'm losing blood flow. What's going
look,
on? Now you're not here. Now you're not outside. What'd you get to eat?
He looks so serious.
Why so serious?
All right. Ring tosses. That's right, bro. You're just gonna have to make sure that the blood flow is circulating down there. Make sure that it always stays. Because the moment it goes,
every dude just get the Viagra, bro.
Just keep Viagra, bro. Viagra, bro.
4 hours of fun.
I already said I feel excluded. I feel excluded from this. Let's go. So we're not doing this.
Let's move on to another card.
All right. Wait, we don't want to ask Luis this one.
What?
Luis, what do you think is the company tradition we need to make?
We already do movie night. A road trip where we all get together once a year.
Did you listen to what I said?
No.
Exactly what I said.
Man, I can't stand you guys for a whole road trip. I'm sorry. I'm looking at primarily the one right here. No, I'm not in the car.
Well, Timber, though. Timber what, has to join what, us.
Why would I be so horrible, Roland?
We can do a road trip.
I will not be able to deal with this one for more than an hour in a car. I'll tell you that right now.
You're not a real person.
I'm good. I'll pass on that. I will not be with this one in a car for more than an hour.
Why would I be so horrible?
I guess
I'm not answering that. We're moving on to another card.
Okay, and one will have Brad and the other one has Raul in it.
Mm-hmm. Let's just move on to another card.
Yeah, just take two cards.
If you could add one person to our team, who would it be and why?
If I could add one person to it, my team.
PewDiePie.
What?
No.
Nope. No, sir.
No.
It's a joke.
No, I don't know about that one, Chief.
Wait, what's the question?
If I could add one person to our team, who could it be?
This is a good question. I don't know. There's a lot
I
of
I don't want
a
person that I would not add to my team.
Okay, don't
that
go there.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and keep quiet.
I think we all know. All
right, let's go ahead and keep quiet there. Who was I think about? I mean, like, I have a lot of people who I would like to, you know, have at one point as guests on the show, you know, to come on. Anybody who I would like to have on the team, because the team is such a different, you know, aspect, you know, because the last person to actually join our team is Jabril. Jabril's our last one to actually have joined the team, yeah. You know. And the way I found Jabril was so randomly, like, you know, the team, the way that I approach the team is a lot different than I approach just giving people the link to come in here and hang out with us, you know? So I can't really answer this question. I'm going to pass because I approach the team a lot more differently than I do, you know, just fucking around here. But if I could, you know, if I could, like, somehow RB3, yeah, love RB3.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Like full time.
Yeah. Make him an offer you can't refuse.
I got a few in mind. I think the first one that comes to mind, like full time, having him on like all the time. Shane. Easy. Shane full time.
Shane.
We had to pull up the clip.
SRK?
You didn't sub to my channel, bitch.
Yeah, that guy.
That's Shane.
Drop the emotes in the chat.
Yeah. Yeah. Shane. That's Shane. That's
Or Shane's emotes.
That's a stuffy god.
I don't have stuffy god's emotes, damn it.
But the other I would include would be Gabby and Ashley. Because Ashley is a part of the team, but I would have her full time.
Full time. Nikki. Ushi.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
1,000%. 1,000%. I guess from y'all, what's it called? Who would you like to see join the team? Michelle's going to be like, I want to join the team. I've already been here more than anybody.
Everyone, fuck you guys.
Yeah. Part is...
Michelle, you're already a part of the team.
Part is, tell
you
us why
did.
You...
You just didn't sign anything.
Tell us why you think, you know, I don't know, fucking Martin Scorsese should be part of our team or whatever. I don't know. Who do you think should...
Al Pacino.
No, Scorsese.
Who do you think should be part of our team?
Who should be part of our team? Mm-hmm. I have an idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh no, stop.
Oh no, okay, buddy.
Bye.
Well, I got an answer to that one.
Okay, I'm back.
But I would add Guillermo del Toro.
Oh my god, full time.
Who?
Jesus Christ. Guillermo del Toro.
Oh Guillermo. Bro. I'm sorry to any of you in here. I wouldn't be able to let any of y'all get in a word with Guillermo. I would just be absolutely talking his ear off all day.
Because you want to make a movie with him?
So how did you make the fish have sex?
Yeah. I said it already. I want a DP for a film with Guillermo del Toro. I'm going to DP with a film.
Shape of Water is an amazing film.
One of my favorite movies of this decade. The last decade, yes.
Number one of when did it come out? 2017?
2018.
Yeah.
2018 is a fuss. I don't
know. No. Oh. You're right. 2017.
Oh, Raul, you know who I would add?
Oh.
Who was it?
Like up there, like Awkwafina. I would bring Awkwafina on.
Oh, fuck yeah. She's hilarious. So,
Michelle Yao.
Michelle Yao, yeah. All right, let me get Timber in here. Timber, who do you think should join my team? The team.
Let's see.
Trademark the team.
He's like Timber.
I'm actually
Timber should join the team.
Me, you fucking idiots.
I thought I'm already on your team. What the hell?
You are Timber. You're already on the team.
You are, okay. But like, you know, when it comes to the website, you aren't. But
Okay, let's see. Who would I add on the team? I guess Bandit? Burst Bandit, yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and say no to that one.
at least for right now.
What about Yuri's also not.
Yeah, they're to that one too. Like they're just they don't reach the cutoff age.
Or high.
But right, it's because I feel like Yuri has been I feel like Yuri has been following us from the beginning. That's why it's like okay,
no,
once
it has not.
Once no? Oh, like I remember.
Michelle, from the beginning of us doing video,
oh, like
yes.
Beginning.
At the beginning. Nope.
You're talking about the beginning. I'm talking about the beginning
the
of
beginning
the live
when,
show with us.
The beginning when the only people who listened to us was Luis and Paige. And I always, what's it called, appreciate Paige, especially. Because
Paige
was coming from the till loyalty. Yeah.
She's still, like, she was the first one to order stuff from Brenda's Etsy shop.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Paige is a real one, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paige also hasn't updated her profile picture since like 2012.
By the way, please check out Brenda's Etsy shop.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it now.
Thank you, Partis.
You're welcome.
So, wait, I can
I'll put
bring celebrities to the team?
I mean, if you want, sure.
So I guess.
Partis did.
Selena Gomez or Mike Shinoda.
Mike Shinoda, sure. Selena Gomez, I'm going to have to say no on that one, Chief. All right.
What's wrong with Selena?
I know, exactly. What's wrong with her?
Let's move on. Michelle, who do you think Michelle, who do you think should join the team?
Wow.
Nicolas Cage should join your team. I agree.
Yes. The insanity.
I agree with Sauce Boss. Nicolas Cage should join.
All right, man. Who do you think should join, Michelle? Nicolas Cage?
I think she doesn't have time though. But I guess if I wanted to choose whoever I wanted, I would love to have Jovanka in more often, even though she doesn't have a lot of time. But I think she's really, really cool.
She out here saving lives, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, OG Luis.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, like I always go back and I say, the original plan of the Rebirth of the Life show was Brad, Luis.
This just happened to be a good idea.
This one happened to be a really good idea. The other one was going to be, but sadly, Luis is out here in the world saving lives as well. So, you know, do your thing, bro. Let the bird come back to the nest when it can, and you're good.
Hey, we out here making episodes so people don't have to think about their lives. Remember that.
Exactly. That's right.
Did you say Partis?
You're
Luigi.
Yeah, this Luis we got down here is pretty cool addition.
When he shows up.
Yeah, or when he's like.
I'm not officially part of the team, so I can't. It's not mandatory.
You're officially part of the team in my eyes. You're my co-host. Yeah. Even though Raul says you're not co-host,
yeah.
Well, so you're part of the.
One day I'll be on the team as well.
Yeah,
you're already on the team, Big Papa. You've got a whole bit I use where I just say he doesn't do tasks. That's my bit.
Yeah. All right. So,
by the way, can we share that picture of him in his
pull it up, put it on the screen share. I'll bring it up right now. Right. Luis,
wait, what picture?
Who
do you think should join
your outfit? Luis? You're among us.
If I had to choose Ryan Reynolds, just off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
they have it together this morning.
All right. Yeah. So yeah, that would be a really hard get, but yeah, I'm sure that if
who'd you say, Luis?
Ryan Reynolds.
Woo! Oh, can we get that with Wesley Snipes?
You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch, bro. All right, let's pull up Partis's
I got it.
Costume. There we go. All right, there we go. That's a really good costume, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to know
what me facing backwards. It's actually me like wearing the hoodie.
Yeah. Like, so I have a question, Partis. How are you going to be speaking during the Serena live show?
Oh, this is my costume.
Oh, okay. I was like,
I'm not giving away my costume until like,
okay,
when I appear on the show.
I mean, okay, this wouldn't be a bad idea though.
It's difficult to pick up the microphone though when he's
literally. And you can't even breathe.
Yeah,
because the hoodie thing would be like this.
Well. And that's the thing, though, is you could technically wear the hoodie normal and just have that on the back of your head, at least for Halloween, and you're just walking down the street.
Yeah. All right. Either way, it's a great costume. Hello.
I like Tim versus Fox,
hey, Russ.
Hi, Russ.
Rose, Gabriel.
I have to change my idea for my costume because it wouldn't get here on time.
Obrigado, Rose. Obrigado for coming to the stream. Thank you so much, brother.
Rasana ta 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 ta.
Rasana ta 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 ta. Obrigado, Ros mi mejor amigo. Obrigado for coming to stream. Obrigado. All right, let's go ahead and move on to another card, bro.
Okay. If you could have a skill set or trait of mine, what would it be and why? This goes for anyone. He doesn't have to be me.
I want Timber's knowledge of technology.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I want his knowledge of technology. If I could just find out how to do this on OBS, I'd be in the jackpot.
I think technology would love me if I had his knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yes, I want Luis's. I want Timber's knowledge of technology.
Do I still get to be your technology support team? Muy querido.
What does that say, Timber, on that? In English. What does that say in English?
We're together. Very, my beloved. What's it called? We're all together. Very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Oh, we are together.
This okay. Man out here quoting Liam Neeson.
It doesn't have to be a specific setting.
Oh my gosh, that scene.
Yeah, that's correct. Tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm thinking about right now. Yeah. It's not even taken anymore. It's just the tattoo scene.
Brad, what's a set of skills you would like to have from any one of us in here?
I think I would like. I'm trying to think of the word. Come back to me.
All right, cool. Partis?
Set of skills. I want Raul's set of skills of like how deep of a movie knowledge and of indie directors and indie films to be able to get a better understanding of like what types of films these indie Mexican directors film and stuff. So yeah
man, I got a quick solution to that, bro. Just watch a crap ton of movies during the day and it's just
then make a podcast about it to talk about.
Make a podcast about it.
You know how much knowledge I have of indie movies that I didn't have 4 years ago. I've seen so many fucking movies.
Yep.
Well, I do watch movies. I just need to watch more indie movies.
Yeah. I get you.
But it's one of those, you got kind of find a favorite like director and stick with it and then branch out from there. Like for me, I really started down like, you know, old cinema and all that with Kurosawa. And that's when Raul kind of found me. He's like, hey, try Alejandro here. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's pretty cool. And then you kind of go down the rabbit hole and you're lost forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're lost forever. Yeah. What I always recommend to everybody who is wanting to watch diversify their taste in films. Just get Criterion Channel. Get Criterion Channel. Just, Brad, what the hell was that? Did you get like necrolepsy or something?
No, my freaking hair is dumb.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just get
Criterion Channel. No, I do not have necrophilia.
No, necrolepsy. What? Not necrophilia. Oh, necrolepsy.
What? Wait, what? No.
Michelle wasn't here yesterday, apparently.
She wasn't here.
No, Michelle. I thought she was there.
I was.
She probably didn't hear that part.
She probably tried to forget it.
Let's, yeah.
So Eric was there. All I could say.
Let's just get just get the Criterion Channel, guys. It's a great investment. A lot of movies. If you want to just explore more and watch things that you probably heard of, but you never got the chance to watch, or you've never heard of and you want to see it.
So
my buy the physical copies.
So my wife just texted me from upstairs. She put, "Why are you talking about necrophilia?" I don't have a good answer.
I said necrolepsy, Brenda. I didn't say necrophilia. Is it?
Wait, it's narcolepsy. That's where I got narcolepsy. So confused. Narcolepsy. Yeah, not necrolepsy. You just added the two.
Let's see. Pardis already answered the question. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and do the other way around. Luis?
I remember. It was Brad's beard. Whether I look good in it or not, like he does, I'm not
Brad's
sure.
Beard?
That's a set of skills?
It's a genetic. Yeah, if you could have a skill set or trait of mine, what would it be and why?
Skill set, bro. I thought you were gonna go for like the cop out, Michelle's organizational skills.
No, I already said that. Why would I use it again? Because then you're gonna get on me for like, don't use it as a cop.
Well, no, it's like it's a cop out. You know, you could use that at least. But
I'm okay with him saying the beard.
Like, but that's a genetics thing, bro.
Yeah, it's a trait though. It's a genetic trait. Yeah,
it's a trait. Right.
Whatever, we'll accept.
That's why you got out of biology, dude.
Oh,
kick me out.
I don't know who that is.
Time out.
God damn.
That was such a
Luis went outside and he found Burns.
Bring him back. Bring him back.
No, you come back. You are going to be in timeout for the rest of this card.
No. Okay?
No, justice for Luis.
Justice for Luis.
Michelle, answer the question, please.
Well, my skill set was going to be Luis's Rocket League really good skills at scoring so many goals. Every time we play Rocket League, whichever team Luis is at is the one that wins. So I wish I could play better like him. Timber and I, like when all three of us are in a team with Luis, we're always like, yeah, whatever. And then it's like, okay, I cannot score as much anymore. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, your cultivation isn't a skill? Ask my resume.
Oh, bro, they're starting to get them.
Whatever.
I'm mad in chat.
I'll bring them back. Whatever. Timber, I almost dropped your real name. Go ahead and go. What one do you want?
Oh, look at Daryl's in chat.
What's my specific set of skills that I want? Can I say two?
Sure, bro. Go whatever you want. Don't worry about it.
Okay. One of it is to be able to go mountain biking like the pros, you know, do stunts, backflips and stuff. The other one is to be able to make quesadillas as fast as Michelle does.
Oh my god, that day was so funny.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. What time are we at, Brad? We are at
Timber skills of how to win in Rocket League.
Yeah, he's really good too.
Timber's got something up in there, bro.
Yeah, Timber's great.
Yeah. All right, guys. We're gonna go to commercial break. We're gonna go to commercial break, but when we come back, we're gonna discuss the set photo released of Tom Holland as Nathan Drake in the upcoming Uncharted film. I'm already going to spoil it for you guys. I think it looks bad. So we'll be back after these words. Stay tuned, my friends. We will be right back. Hey, I'm Rolando Mendoza, and this is
Jabril Newton.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Rolando Andrew Mendoza, and this is
Jabril Newton.
And we are the hosts of High Flyer Radio. And finally, pro wrestling has come back to the Nerdcore podcast feed in the form of a show hosted by Jabril and I. And we talk about everything and anything in the pro wrestling world on Mondays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Nothing's off limits. Whatever you guys want to talk about, it is from AEW to SmackDown to Raw to NXT. Nothing's off the table. We can talk about it.
We're going to talk all about it. And if you can get it a day early, you should go to the www.patreon.com/thenerdcore and pledge to the tiers on there so you can get this show and a lot of shows days early before anybody else gets to hear it. But enough talking about it. We'll go ahead and see you there at the Squared Circle. Oh, yeah. Don't tap out. Tune in.
Hello, 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 guys and gals, and you're listening to The Ladies of Nerdcore. I am your host, Daniela Nunez, and along with my amazing co-host, Ashley Garcia, we discuss many things like social impact, pop culture, political realms, and any controversy surrounding the Nerdverse. Tune in and listen to us bi-weekly on the Nerdcore podcast feed, and we will love to chat and hear your thoughts on our wonderful show. And thank you again for listening to The Ladies of Nerdcore.
Hey, everyone. My name is Raul the Nerdy Chicano, and I am the host of The Impaired Files. The Impaired Files is an interview show brought to you every Thursday on the Nerdcore podcast feed. And I interview people such as filmmakers, content creators on YouTube, and podcasters like Colton Geschwander. And if you want to listen to that early, a whole week early, all you got to do is go to the Patreon and pledge to the $1 tier. And if you want to listen to it with the general public, then go to Nerdcore podcast feed on anchor.fm/thenerdcore. And the case is closed, but it's not classified. See you guys there.
Hey, it's Ashley from the GamerCore. You may remember me from such episodes as Big Screen Mess, Mo Money Mo Platforms, and Brad Can Read. Tune in weekly as I blab with my co-hosts Raul the Nerdy Chicano and Brad the Random Germ about the latest news in gaming and gush over what we're playing at the moment. Oh yeah, and we got the deals too. Keep up with the latest deals in gaming and what's happening as I mediate Brad and Raul fighting like a married couple. Will Death Stranding ever come out? Will Cyberpunk 2077 live up to the hype? Is a next gen worth a $500 console price tag? And has there ever been a movie adaptation of a video game that's been done right? It's all on the GamerCore podcast, everywhere where podcasts are.
Hey guys, this is Brad, aka Young Yoda. Raul said I had to make an ad, so that's what I'm doing. It's supposed to be for Unstructured, but as you guys know, you can freaking catch me everywhere when it comes to this podcast feed. You can find me on the Nerdcores, on GamerCores, on Nerdy Chicanos sometimes when I get lost. But for this particular one, I want you guys to go check out Unstructured. Raul gave me free reign to do whatever I want to do. I don't know what he was thinking. So go hear me talk about LeBron James and Taco Tuesday, vaping, so many other freaking weird topics that chimichangas, that's a good one. Shout out to Deadpool. And yeah, I guess this is the end of the ad. So if you guys want to find me, you can find me all over the place on this podcast feed. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I love you all. And nerd up.
Hey everyone, I'm Raul.
And I'm Brad.
And we're the hosts of the Nerdcore podcast, the podcast that talks that nerd. Not on this ad, right?
And
we come to you every Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday. On the Mondays, we talk the news. That's the box office, the news of the week, and your trailer talk, if there is any. And on Tuesday, we have our theme review. And on Saturday, you have a Saturday morning review, usually movies that have come out in the week or anything we want to talk about. Right, Brad?
Exactly. Whatever we want to talk about, this is our show. If you don't like it, then you don't have to listen.
We're the flagship show, the Nerdcore podcast feed, and we can be found everywhere you can listen to podcasts like Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. So if you want to talk that nerd stuff with us every Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday, make sure you tune in. And Brad?
Young Yoda out.
Welcome back, everybody, to Nerdcore Live Show number 96. And as always, you're gonna hear the host of the show. Let's go ahead and get to our business here. Yes,
I didn't know Timber had lighting. Just normally overexposed, so I don't do this.
What? Timber, yeah. That's a lot of light, dude. Can you actually turn that off, bro? This looks weird.
Nah, dude.
Should I turn it off?
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot of light, Timber.
No, no, no.
That's up to you. There you go. That's a lot better. There you go. That's better.
I like your
hoodie. That's good. Whatever. Sorry about that, guys. That was, you know, apparently 5 minutes wasn't enough for me. Caught red-handed. Bro, if you understood what I was doing in there, you'd understand why it took me a little bit more than 5 minutes. You know, I usually last a little bit more than 5 minutes. But, yeah.
I saw him coming in, he's like, real quick, because he probably went to the pee-pee-poo-poo check.
Who's there, bro? Timber's in
there. Bro, he's acting sus.
He's acting sus, yeah. Sorry, guys. It usually takes me a bit like, you know, 10 to 20 minutes when I'm really feeling it sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for anybody who wants to make an assertion of what that was I was doing in the restroom, yes, I was taking a shit.
It takes longer if he falls in.
Yep. But let's go ahead and get to business here. I mean, it was either not wash my hands or come in here without my hands washed. So guess what? I washed my hands.
Oh, I was going to be like, wait, what?
Chino.
If I would have not washed my hands, I would have been able to be here. But guess what? I washed my hands. So because you have to wash your hands. Wash your hands. So let's go ahead and get to business, guys. There was a photo released of Tom Holland as Nathan Drake on the set of Uncharted, which I believe just wrapped production this weekend. I believe they already wrapped production. This stuff doesn't take as long as people think, you know.
I think just because they wrapped, Killzone has his opinion.
If they already wrapped.
Because it was probably a very close set where not a lot of people were able to get in there and take much photos. You wrap photography, but that doesn't mean you're done. You have to edit, of course. And then remember what I said? Let's go. You still have to go and do additional reshoots because maybe stuff wasn't cut right. So they're done with photography, but that doesn't mean.
I know that. But I'm saying like when they're shooting, I didn't mean like the movie's done because it's not done. Because there's score needed. I was talking about like them actually shooting.
Yeah, why there isn't any more photos of it? Why there's no more photos of the actual, you know, shooting?
Never mind. In production, like as in filming.
Yeah, you're wondering why there's no other set photos, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I know they're I'm saying that I didn't know they already wrapped shooting already.
So this is our Nathan Drake. Of course, the costume is very, very Nathan Drake. I'm gonna be real with you guys. I don't see him as Nathan Drake. That's not Nathan to me.
But if you read the description, it's supposed to be a prequel.
Yeah, but even then, Brent, it just doesn't look like Nathan to me.
It didn't before, but the devil all the time. Like if I had it my way, I would have Nathan Fillion in this role. Oh, everybody would have Nathan Fillion in this role.
Yeah,
that's who it should be. That's who it should be. But we don't have it our way. Tom Holland's not a bad choice if you're going to go with the prequel. I mean, we let Shia LaBeouf be young Indiana Jones, basically.
Yeah. Oh, we ready? I believe. Oh, wait, what happened?
Liam Hemsworth would also be a great Nathan.
He's kind of old and huge.
Huge. Yeah. I think that to me it was Nathan Fillion, bro. Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion should have been in the role, but if they're going to go ahead with this, Tom Holland's not a bad choice after watching The Devil All the Time.
Yeah.
But again, they don't need to make this fucking movie. I'm with Chozone. Video game movies, they're just questionable.
Yeah. Also, like, remember, guys. This movie has changed directors like 7 times, way more times than the Flash.
Yeah. The only video game movie really has been Detective Pikachu. Let's get that out of the way. Yeah.
Sonic. Sonic.
I did not watch that.
All right.
I didn't watch it either. Whoa!
Brad.
He did kick you out for a second there, Brad.
Wait, what?
There will be no lies on this show, Paris.
Wait, what? No, what?
Nobody here has seen Sonic.
Wait, y'all never seen Sonic?
No. Nope.
No?
It's one of those rare video game movies that actually works well. I know the trailers were kind of iffy, and like, but the actual movie itself, with Jim Carrey and like, trust me, when they changed the look of the movie, it was worth it.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what's up. Unless it's on the streaming service, I'm watching it. I'm not gonna pay for it. Yeah. So, Brad, I pretty much already got your thoughts. Timber, what do you think about Tom Holland's picture as Nathan Drake?
No. My mind says no, and it's gonna be a no for me because I don't think he cuts the role, bro. No.
Pardis.
All right. Number one, I didn't know they filmed this already, and number two, I'm not familiar with the whole Uncharted game. So, and I like Tom Holland. I like Tom Holland as an actor. Like, he proved himself really well in The Impossible, the Spider-Man films. I still have yet to see Devil All the Time. That's on my watch list, but he's a really good actor, in my opinion.
Can I bring this up? We're spending so much time as questioning Tom Holland and his character. We're not questioning the other character that we know about.
Sully, Mark Wahlberg as Sully.
That's the questionable one right there. In any video game movie that man has done, it has been horrid. I take you back to Max Payne. Max Payne, the great video game that I loved and loved that. And I was looking so forward to that movie when it came out, and it was a shit show.
Yes, the movie left me in tears.
Tears of hatred, right?
Yeah, exactly.
what is the story of Uncharted? Like, what's
the premise?
Premise.
Basically, it's an adventuring movie. It's kind of like what's that Nicolas Cage movie?
National Treasure?
Yeah, it's kind of like National Treasure in a way.
So you're saying
National Treasure with Indiana Jones?
So you're saying Tom Holland doesn't fit the role?
I think he looks it in a way like a young Nathan Drake. What we've been saying is originally when they were saying, you know, this movie might get made, Nathan Fillion was in the role and he looked way more like the character.
He even made a fan film.
Exactly. He should. This is one of those instances. It's like Deadpool where Ryan Reynolds had to leak, you know, the stuff. Well, Nathan Fillion basically did the same thing. They didn't give him the role.
Someone leaked the Deadpool.
Reel. Ryan Reynolds did that.
I'm sure it was Ryan.
Ryan did.
100%.
I am not usually, you know, one to die on the hill. I will die on the hill that Ryan Reynolds was the one who leaked it.
Because he's on Twitter going, I don't know who leaked it, but thank you.
So, yeah. Is this movie going to be a prequel or is it like...
It's supposed to be a prequel from my understanding.
So yeah. A prequel is like a younger Nathan Drake.
Which I'm
so
saying...
Because
he doesn't look like Nathan to me.
Yeah, in my opinion, even though it's a prequel, Tom Holland might be way too young and Nathan Fillion would have been way too old for the role. So.
It's true. Yeah. Can we pull up a... Let's show Pardis. Pull up an image of Nathan Drake from the video game.
Michelle, I muted your mic because you're literally chewing into the microphone. Sorry about that, but no, that's a no for me.
I said I'm sorry.
You're good.
You should have told me.
Yeah, you're good. Let me go ahead and pull up Nathan Drake here.
Oh, okay, so he's a treasure hunter.
Yeah.
Nathan Drake. Let's go ahead and see a Nathan Drake. Does anybody really know a Nathan Drake? All right, let's see what's up here.
He lives right next to my door, Ralph.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know him? He's your buddy.
No, he doesn't. He's just my annoying neighbor who keeps making a lot of noise.
Here, this is Nathan Drake. Nathan Drake. Yeah, he's significantly older.
Look! Pull up that one with the side by side. Go back up, Ro. Go back up. Right there, that one.
Doesn't look like it to me, bro. And I think
Tom
the
Holland,
only...
It looks like a younger version of Nathan Drake.
I disagree.
It's a little off in my opinion, but I think Tom Holland can play the role.
I still see
what are people talking about? And yes, Nathan Fillion does look more like the character.
This is just genius. That's just genius. I'm so sorry to cut you off, Partis, but this comment is genius. I mean, God damn it, Stacy.
What does that mean?
It's an SNL skit.
It's an SNL reference with Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm. Actually, let's pull up a picture of Sully now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all getting on the train of he doesn't look like Nathan Drake. Let's bring up Sully and like how Mark Wahlberg is supposed to look like this.
Yeah. Part is, so he would always say hi to your mother for me. Say hi to your mother for me. And yeah. Dude, oh my God, this is so bad, dude. He doesn't look anything like Sully, bro.
Exactly.
Say hi to your artifact for me.
Well, let me see then.
Hold on, I'm bringing it up.
I'll try to be demanding. Sorry.
Nah, you're good. I'm good. I got it. There we go. Look.
No. No.
Oh my
God. By the way, who is Sully?
He's like the mentor.
Hmm? Look at that.
No.
Guy. They don't even have the same forehead.
I love though. Mark Wahlberg, but.
No. Marky Mark, you have led us astray so many times. And this is just another example.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. After Max Payne, how could any studio cast this man in a fucking video game movie? I don't get it.
I'm guessing they didn't watch it, bro. But, Luis, you have any thoughts on this?
Nah, not really. I mean, let's see how the movie turns out. I played a couple of the Uncharted games before. I mean, yeah, he doesn't look anything like Nathan. But can we say there is an actor that looks like him?
Nathan Fillion? Oscar Isaac?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Pull up Oscar Isaac.
If he was younger, too. You know, hold on. Dude, I got to go back to the same damn page I was on.
Louis would have been a great Nathan Drake, in my opinion.
Nah, he does way too many dangerous things. I'm good.
Look at that, dude. This was the one that was being used as the comparison. Hold on. I by the way, guys, I'm sorry. I'm about to put in a very gorgeous man on the stream. His name is Oscar.
Antonio Banderas.
Well, he is a very gorgeous man, but I'm going by Oscar Isaac. Here we go. Look, this was the comparison that was being used.
All right.
Yeah.
I see it. I can see that.
Yeah.
Sure.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah?
Sure, that would have been better, probably. I mean, I think Tom Holland can pull off the character, but I don't know why you cast Mark Wahlberg.
Well, you know.
They don't even look like.
Agents are crazy, aren't they, Brad? He must have a really good agent.
Or whoever was the.
What if the first trailer comes out and it's good? We don't know.
Don't trust the trailer.
Don't trust the trailer.
Never trust a video game movie trailer. Never do it.
Brad, I'm still logged into my Twitch on my computer from mine. Can you check who's up for a raid?
Sure. I can
All right, go on I'm the pretty sure you're still on the Nerdcore.
Well, you just like completely skipped what I think.
I was about to ask you. I'm pretty sure Raul, what's up?
I had a person who could raid who's also doing like a fundraiser.
Who is it?
Kevin Smets.
Oh, Ben that's Goddard. Right. Ben Goddard, yeah. Hold on.
Do that.
It's just twitch.tv/Ben Goddard, right?
Yeah, I believe. Yes, The Ben Goddard.
Brad, check if you can find that.
In the chat.
In the meantime, let's go ahead and hear from Michelle. What do you think?
I was going to say that from the perspective of people who have not played this video game and are just like regular moviegoers, I guess, if we can call anybody a regular moviegoer anymore with this whole pandemic. But for someone that just like wants to watch a movie with Tom Holland, I think it would be, you know, it would be good just because, you know, they want to go and watch it. But don't know anything about the video game. Of course, for those of you that have played the video game, for you guys, it like seems weird. But as far as for other people who don't know, like me, I will watch it because Tom Holland comes out in it. So it's like, why not? And of course, if I play the video game, I would notice. Oh, okay, so yeah. Now that you guys are showing me that, like, the difference in the picture and stuff, I say, oh, okay. But first of all, when I looked up the pictures, there's a Tom Holland picture on Google where he's bald, or like they cut off all his hair, and yeah, it does not look pretty.
That's for the upcoming film Cherry that's landed on Apple TV Plus, which is being directed by the Russo brothers, and it's a crime thriller, which I'm very much looking forward to after watching Devil All the Time.
Mm-hmm. Well, so. I like Tom Holland with hair.
Raul, the Ben Goddard is in the private chat.
Yeah, Brad, you have to do it because I'm not logged in right now.
Okay.
But so yeah.
It's slash raid, and then what's it called? It'll give you that purple one, right? Then just press backspace, and then just type in the Ben Goddard, like it says in here, the Ben Goddard with two D's, A-R-D.
All right. I do that now, or
yeah, what's it called when I start the outro?
But that's what, so, all I had to say.
All right, thank you for your thoughts. And with that being said, we've reached the end. So from the bottom to the top, let's go ahead and get some plugs in here. Michelle, where can I find you?
You can find me at in Twitter as Queen Weeb with three E's on Queen and three E's on Weeb, as it is written here, or on Instagram at _ Michelle with two E's with Joe with two A's.
Awesome. Luis, where can they find you, bro?
They can find me on Instagram at Luigi on IG, LUIGONIG. They could also find my portrait page, photography page, lagportraits.com.
I, Pardis, Big Papa Pardis, executive producer Pardis.
On Instagram and Twitter at PardisJesuDasen.
I got a new nickname for you. The executive producer. Producer.
Hey. That's actually a good one, Raul.
The producer, like, bro. That. That's right. The executive producer. That's right. Hey, Timber, where can they find you, bro?
You can find me on Timber96 on Twitch and Timber96TV on Twitter.
Nice. Brad?
RandomGerm101 everywhere.
Sick. And I'm the Nerdy Chicano on both Instagram and Twitter, twitch.tv/TheNerdyChicano. BeforeIleaveFilm.com is the most important one. We're $100 away, less than $100 away from our first stretch goal. So guys, go, please do that. Check it out. Please go to BeforeIleaveFilm.com to go check us out and help us out to have a stable budget for this film. We've already done most of the work to get there already, to be able to have the budget that we have, but we just need a stable budget for if things go wrong. And in this pandemic, you got to pretty much bank on things going wrong. So go and do that. And as always, RaulMendoza.com for your photograph and video editing needs. Fucking visit that, please. Please. There's a contact form. You fill it out, and then there's like a couple of check boxes. You check box what you need me to help you on, especially. And then from there, we'll talk about rates. I promise there won't be expensive rates. I just need something, some work. Go and do it. Say hi to your mother for me. All right. And with that being said, it's been the Nerdcore Live Show. As always, I want to thank everybody who stopped by. I want to thank everybody who's in the chat. But I hope you all have a wonderful night. And you wash your hands. You wash your brow. You wash your hand. You wash your face. You wash your hands. You wash your body. You wash your dick. You wash your ass. You wash everything. Stay safe. Stay clean. Brad, send them out.
All right, Raul. Thank you, being the host as always. Thank you to all my co-hosts here who joined me today. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our patron supporters. We appreciate all of you. Thank you to those who joined us in chat. You make it more fun. And I guess to end this, stick around for the raid. Young Goat out.